Hi, I'm Christina Crowley-Arkley. I'm a Canadian dairy farmer's daughter, strategic marketing and communications entrepreneur, and your host for Country Guides podcast series. With renewed focus on your farm, your conversation, I sat down with farmers across Canada to talk about their stories of success and failure, what keeps them going every day, and how they're positioning themselves and their farm for generations to come. All right, let's get into it.
Christian, thank you so much for joining me here today. Really excited for this conversation.
Give the pleasure is for me.
Yeah, as they give the audience a little bit of perspective on where you farm and what type of cropping you do and how many acres.
I farm in Quebec. The region is center of Quebec.
Yeah.
A various town called La Visitation de Yamaska.
Okay.
I crop corn, soybean, malt barley for the beer. Winter wheat too. And with my father, we have 17,000 of taps.
For maple syrup.
For maple syrup,
which makes sense being a Quebec producer, that most likely maple syrup would be something right? Yeah.
The Quebec has a monopoly of maple syrup.
How many acres do you farm total?
500 acres. And I walk alone in team of one on my 500 acres.
Yeah. And so, in terms of what makes you keep cash cropping while doing the maple syrup, because you do kind of two different things.
The maple syrup, we work in the winter in the wood to go a tap tree. And after, at the beginning of the spring to end, middle end of April, we produce maple syrup. After that,
cash cropping.
So
it's a good time of year, I guess, to do the maple syrup because then it complements what you do cash cropping, being busy in the spring, busy in the fall with harvest.
Yes, but the maple syrup production is my time of the year where I'm very, very busy. You know, when you plant a field of corn or soybean, you can see the hand. Say, one field done another field done. In the maple syrup, it's not like that.
Yeah.
You don't know what the day you will have. If it's the high temperature, you have a lot of water and you have to boil all the water.
Yeah.
Then you finish very, the night is small. But
Because remind me, with maple syrup, it has to be cold at nighttime and then warm in the mornings.
Yes. The night is, we need to freeze.
Yeah, you need to freeze,
And at the day, you need to
warm up. And that's how you get the you get the maple syrup. Yeah.
But it's sometimes you don't, the night don't freeze.
Yeah.
But it continue always to the tree give water.
Yeah. I feel like your perspective is so unique because a lot of listeners across Canada don't know this much about our Quebec maple syrup and how, you know, it's an incredible product around the world, right?
So
I think one of the stats I've heard is that 80% of maple syrup around the world comes from Canada or like that the province of Quebec.
I think it's more than
that.
Is that the 17%?
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know exactly.
Maybe the 80% is that comes from Quebec for all of Canada's maple syrup production.
80%. Yes.
And so Quebec itself is kind of, you're unique in that situation that you have all the maple trees, you do this process, and then you sell a commodity that is really revered around the world. People love Canadian maple syrup, right? And most likely it's from Quebec.
That's really better than the Aunt Jemima syrup.
The Aunt Jemima is just not as good as our Quebec maple syrup. And hence why, you know, when you think of it, I'm just thinking from a consumer standpoint, whenever they come to Canada to visit us as a tourist, what is at all the tourism shops, the bottles of maple syrup?
Yeah, in the Monday, we have to go to at the CN Tower. And just a little bottle of the maple syrup is very expensive.
So expensive. You're like, I want some of that profit, right? It's for the producers.
It's a tourist trap.
So like what's the average size of a Quebec maple syrup farm? You said you have 1,700 taps.
It's a big.
Is that big? That's big? So that you're one of the bigger maple syrup producers?
And I know in Quebec, I think the bigger is 250,000.
Okay, that's the large.
Yes, it's very, very Quebec. Large.
Yeah.
But the average is maybe the lower than 2,000.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So in terms of
we have a lot of sugar cap. And a very small production in
So did your family, like before you, did your parents, were they also maple syrup producers as well?
Yes. My grandfather was beginning.
Okay.
And before that, my grandfather, I've beginning is very small.
Yeah.
And now, say, we have the technology. We have very, the boiler is a high technology.
Very expensive from what I understand, too.
The all is expensive.
Yeah.
We work with stainless everywhere.
Yeah.
The stainless is everywhere. We don't have the choice.
That's one thing I didn't know about maple syrup production is how expensive the equipment is. Kind of similar to driving a tractor and how expensive the tractor is. It's the same type of technology that you need to produce.
Now in the wood, we have a captor at the end of the main line.
Yep.
If I have a trouble with vacuum, I see that on my my phone.
No way. So there's that type of technology.
I know where is the problem is.
Yeah.
And I wait to fix the problem.
Yeah.
At this time. We have high yield now.
Yeah.
Because we have a lot of technology help us to go better.
Yeah. That's amazing. A lot of people wouldn't know that you're able to, similar to how dairy farmers now in Canada are, you know, checking things on their phones with apps, that you as a maple syrup producer have that type of technology to support you on your
phone.
It's
a must today.
Yeah.
We need this.
You have
this
to do it.
We have to do it.
Yeah, it's amazing. So it sounds like, so this is like a fourth or fifth generation farm. Your great-great-grandfather started it. It sounds like you've grown every year, grown every generation. How many taps did your parents have?
Oh, my father began with 2800.
Yeah, 2800. Yeah.
And year after year and after year, we had new taps. You add new taps.
Yeah.
And now we have 17,000 taps.
17,000. I must have said, I think I said 1700 before. So it's 17,000 taps.
17,000.
Yeah. No, I just want to make sure people understand the perspective. That so your father had 2,800 taps. Now you're at 17,000 taps, which is huge. It's incredible. No wonder why it's huge growth for you. So in terms of like...
And it's a lot of job because all the job we do it with the foot. We don't drill a tap with a tractor.
Yeah. It's by hand.
Yes.
Yeah.
With a racket.
Snowshoes.
snowshoes.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Like walk with the snowshoes, with a coat, with all of pocket to put some drill.
Yeah. That you have to carry with you.
A tool and pieces to repair.
Yeah.
And we have overcharge on the shoulders, work in the snow, and work under the little line in the wood.
Yeah. How long would that take you to do all the taps, the 17,000 taps every spring? How long?
We have 3 or 4 person.
Okay.
Maybe take 3 weeks.
Really?
Three to four weeks.
Yeah. Doing all that in the snowshoes, going underneath the lines.
Now we begin after Christmas.
Yep.
We have not too much snow.
Yeah.
And it's faster and
good time to start.
Easier.
Yeah. In terms of, I guess what motivates you to grow your maple syrup business and cash crop? I mean, that's a lot of acreage with a lot of taps.
A lot of acreage. It's easy to make. The cash crop is it's easy for me.
Yeah.
The biggest job is in the
maple syrup. Yeah.
Yes. But I love to work.
Yeah. Well, I think every farmer, you have to be a hard worker if you're a farmer, right?
Yes.
Lazy is not a word that we use to be in farming. I mean, I guess for young farmers in Quebec who are starting out, like that would be thinking like yourself, you know, wanting to say, let's get into maple syrup.
Young. 45 years old.
Okay, well, that's a young farmer. So I think the average age is 55 or 58. You're still under the average age. Yeah. We can consider you young. But you know, for other farmers that are thinking of getting into maple syrup, I mean, what advice do you have for them about how to get into maple syrup or how to, you know, grow more taps? Like, what advice would you give them?
For a new producer?
Yeah, new producer.
Begin just in the wood.
Yeah.
And sell your water to a bigger producer can buy your water.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you will good in the wood, you will go to make an expansion.
Yeah.
And maybe build a new cab and with a boiler.
Yeah, but invest in the technology that you clearly need. I mean, it sounds like
all the yield is in the wood. It's not in the sugar cab.
Yeah.
It's not the boiler which will make you a higher yield.
Yeah.
Work in the wood.
What is an acre of land on average cost in your area? Because obviously the maple tree is a very hot commodity to be able to tap the maple trees. So what's an average acre?
in acres,
15,000
a cash cropland. Good cash cropland.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I mean, that's one of the first things that a lot of young farmers have to consider is the investment in the land, right? Unless they have a family that can pass on the land. So there's not only just the investment in the land, that of course there's an investment in the capital.
A young farmer who wants to begin can have possibilities to have a little land.
Yeah.
And to grow some legumes.
Legumes, yeah, hay, yeah.
And sell the basket of legume every week at a lot of people.
So like direct to consumer, growing something and then direct to sell directly to them.
Yes, yeah. They call it le réseau des fermiers, fermières de famille.
Yeah, feed family.
The farmer of the family.
Yes, yep.
And it's a very popular setup. It's not everywhere in the Quebec.
Yeah. And I mean, Quebec also, because of how rural the province still is, that a lot of people still live in rural Quebec, that you're able, I'm sure the farmers are able to have that relationship with the consumers where they can sell direct. They can sell the things that they grow on the farm direct to the consumer.
Like the maple syrup.
Yes.
And and the other products like butter, maple, taffy.
Taffy,
And sugar.
Yep.
We can sell direct at the consumer.
Yep. So do you sell most of your maple syrup product to direct to consumer?
No. A lot of the production is me in the barrel.
Yep.
And sold to the Fédération, the PPAQ, donc Producteur Productrice Acéricole du Québec.
Yeah, the Maple Syrup Producer Association in Quebec, I didn't exactly translate it properly, but there is a commodity organization that represents the maple syrup producers in Quebec.
Yeah, by the UPA, Union des Producteurs Agricoles.
Yeah, know your provincial organization that represents all the farmers, UPA.
Yes.
Yeah, which is, it seems to be a very good organization.
A good
organization? Très bien?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
We'll have that conversation in another podcast about what you think about that and politics and all the good stuff. I mean, in terms of, you also have a podcast too.
Yes.
Is that right? Okay. And so talk to me about, when did you start your podcast?
First of all, I'm a podcast listener.
Okay.
I listen every time a podcast.
Yeah.
And in French, we don't have any podcast in French from Hague.
Yeah.
And I think a long time I have the taste.
To want to do it.
To want to do it.
Yeah.
And how to do it. And I found my podcast is, I invite a person from agriculture and talk about her. Yeah. But it's, for me, it's very easy because I don't have to make a research.
Yeah. You just have a conversation with someone, just like we're having today.
Yes.
Yeah.
No notes. You have no pens, no notes.
Yeah.
I do a...
Let's just chat.
Just chat.
Yeah. And what's your podcast called?
Podcast Agricole du Québec.
Okay, so you're wearing it on your hat. So good promotion and good branding. And so like how many... And on your sweatshirt. Okay, on your sweatshirt too. So how many listeners do you have? Like what are you fairly new at podcasting, or when did you start?
I've begun in February 21. Yes.
2021?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Yes. 2021.
During the pandemic when people needed the conversation.
Yes, most likely.
Yeah.
Yes, bam. With the pandemic, the platform like Zoom is expansion.
Yep.
It's easy for me to make an interview with other person via Zoom.
Yeah, that's amazing technology. Allows us to do virtual stuff. Yeah. And so is it all the farmers that you interview, are they farmers that you interview, I'm assuming?
Farmer or agronomist from agriculture or other person always is touch the agriculture.
Yeah. And so personally for you, I mean, what excites you about being a farmer in Canada?
I look how they pass in the other country.
Yeah.
I think we have a lot of chance to born here.
Yeah. Like our food system's a good one here in Canada.
Yes.
I mean, I guess what do you think makes, as an example, what do you think makes Quebec maple syrup as amazing as it is? Like why does the rest of the world want Canadian maple syrup?
Maybe the taste. The taste of the maple syrup, it's always good.
Always unique. How do you deal with in years where it's a bad year with maple syrup? Because there are years where...
In 2023, we have some region in Quebec made the too cold to make maple syrup.
Yeah.
We have in my region is very good. It's what correct yield.
Yeah.
But in the north, it's very bad year.
They have a tough year. Yeah,
tough year.
Yeah.
Just too cold.
Yeah.
Too cold.
Yeah.
No water. No water from the tree.
Yeah.
And no water from the tree.
I have to ask the obvious: climate change and Mother Nature plays a huge role in what you do.
Do you know the difference between the weather and the climate change?
What is it? In terms of
when it's cold, it's winter.
Yeah.
When it's very hot.
You think that's climate change? Okay, that's okay.
That's a joke. That's a joke.
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna say we'll have some conversations about. I feel like you and I could chat about even just climate change on its own in terms of what its impact for agriculture. But how is it impacting you and what you do?
Well, we grow 1 year after a year, and I have never seen two times the same year.
Okay, you've never had back to back years of the same weather.
We will. Always, we adjust year after year after year.
Yeah.
It's not a problem for me, the climate change.
Okay, you're not seeing any impact on the taps yet?
No. Okay. No, because you look in the south, in the USA, maple syrup too.
Yeah, and they're having no issues. And I guess to your point...
We need freeze and the temperature go up.
Yeah.
We need this.
Yeah. You need the cold with the hot. Yeah.
Here, near Woodstock, you can't produce maple syrup. But... You produce before us in Quebec.
Yeah. Because we're that much more south, so we're probably hotter quicker. I'm also laughing that I don't think there's as many maple trees around here in Woodstock. You guys are where you're located also helps with having the beautiful trees that you do that help produce maple syrup.
And we have a few kind of maple too.
Yeah.
You have the sugar maple.
Yep.
The red maple.
Yep.
The silver maple.
Yep.
The black maple.
Yes.
And we have a lot, maybe 75% of red maple.
Yes. As I say, birch trees also can, I think, they produce, I'm thinking of Manitoba. Oh. They can produce something with maple syrup with birch trees of some sort of thing.
No, you cannot make maple syrup with birch.
Yeah, okay. Maybe
birch syrup.
Birch syrup. Okay. Yeah. Unless I'm obviously getting the tree wrong.
The yield are very low and very expensive. You cannot make money.
Yeah.
With the maple birch.
Yeah. You know, I understand. There's a certain type of tree that probably you have that makes, like you said, 75% of your trees are red maples. When you have a bad year, I mean, take us through a little bit of what do you say to yourself to get you out of a bad year?
And bad year in maple syrup?
Yeah.
A bad temperature.
You just blame it on Mother Nature?
No.
Blame it on the weather?
Mother Nature. For example, we have a little time of freeze and go up, and after no freeze.
Yeah.
No freeze.
Yeah, and then you just can't do what you do to make maple syrup. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess that's probably why you're such an easygoing, happy-go-lucky type guy, because you know that there's things outside of your control. You can't control Mother Nature.
No.
You kind of have to laugh at that point because you can't be angry or you'd be angry a lot.
Yeah, we need the Mother Nature by all the season.
Yeah.
For all. See, if you love to make the snowmobile, you have to need the Mother Nature on your side.
Yeah, you need that weather, like you said, to keep cold. You don't want the climate change with the hot weather or you won't have snow. I mean, for more young people who are considering getting into maple syrup, what advice do you have for where you think your sector's going?
For the maple syrup?
Yeah, specifically for maple syrup.
Oh, do we have a good future? I think yes.
Yeah?
Yes. We just need a good temperature, go up and freeze, go up, and all is good at this time. I think that the future is good. Maybe. You know, in Quebec, we sell all around the world.
Yeah.
But if we have a lot of inflation everywhere.
Yeah. Right now, it's harder to sell.
The inflation, if the people don't have enough money to buy a bread, by buying a maple syrup.
Yeah.
That's the way I'm afraid. I'm afraid more about the inflation.
Yeah. it's like the discretionary spending that consumers have to then buy a good like maple syrup. They'd maybe stop buying it if they need to cut out things from their budget. So I understand what you're saying. I feel it's
a luxury products.
Yeah. Luxury. I mean, yeah.
Economic solution to make the sugar in your cake.
Yeah.
It's more that inflation make me more afraid.
Concerned about the future. But, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I need to come out and do a visit to your farms. It sounds like you're going to be, I mean, do you have plans to have more taps eventually? Like, do you want to keep growing the maple syrup side of your business?
Yes.
Yeah.
In a few years, we go to maybe a little upgrade a little bit.
Okay. Yes. And in terms of, you know, one day, if and when I get to come visit the farm, do you have any plans to sell the farm one day to the next generation of anyone interested, I guess, in taking over your family
for the
business?
Next generation, sold or maybe give. I don't know. Yeah. I have young boys, but we will wait before I take a decision.
Yeah. Because if he's young, he's got a few more years.
Yes. I have my older, I have 16. And after, I have 8 and 4 years
okay.
old.
Okay, so you have a number of kids that could say to you one day.
Well, I have four
children.
Four children.
Yeah. So they could each one of them could come to you and say, "Hey, Dad, would love to take over the family farm, the maple syrup production in the future."
Yes, and the little boy like to go in the tractor in the combine too.
Yeah. Okay. So he likes the cash cropping side of things.
Yes. Maybe I have maybe a chance to have one of my kids want to take the farm in the future.
Which I'm sure you'd be excited for that, right? If that's a chance that you get to have. Well, we really appreciate the tap, Christian. I think like it's your perspective is very unique because, of course, you're a maple syrup producer, a very large one, it sounds like, in Quebec. But
here in Woodstock, you have one booth of maple syrup.
That you found? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a CDL. All the manufacturing is made in Quebec.
Yeah, okay. All the maple syrup production is processed in Quebec.
Yes, but you go at the Expo Champ, everybody from the maple production as there.
Yeah.
Like Equipement Lapierre, CDL, everyone.
Yeah, all and, the different processors.
Here is the processors. Yeah. And here, because the market is smaller, you have just one.
Just one. Yeah. Well, that's a good point. Then maybe you should point that out next time to our maple syrup producers that we should have more maple syrup production here selling them, right? Producers selling it. Or maybe you might find yourself here next year selling it too. Your own. Here.
Back here.
Yeah.
Next year.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was wonderful to talk with you. Please leave the listener. Where can they find your podcast?
Oh, you can find this on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast. I have a Patreon too, a Patreon account.
Yeah.
Because I don't have a sponsor to my podcast.
Yeah.
Donc, the Patreon, the people pay $4 by month.
Yep.
To help
subscribe
me to buy a new equipment, like I don't have a sponsor. I want to keep my podcast very independent.
Yes.
It's not a podcast for the information. It's just for put off the switch at off and listen and make a laugh.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a way for you to have fun. It's your outlet outside of farming.
Yes, it's
to
a part
have
of fun.
Conversations. I can see why you'd be naturally good at it. So
yes.
I'll definitely have to check it out myself. Remind us again, what's the name of your podcast?
Podcast Agricole du Québec.
Okay, Podcast Agricole du Québec.
Du Québec.
Yeah, well, it was wonderful to meet you, Christian. Again, thank you so much for the conversation today.
Thank you.
That's a wrap on this episode of the Country Guide podcast. Go to country-guide.ca for more great content to spark a conversation, and subscribe to the weekly newsletter to be notified when our next podcast episode is available.